This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I am a diagnosed narcissist and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about the enabling mothers of narcissistic people. Shout out to my friend Jala. For Jayla, for inspiring this episode, give me the idea to do this. So thank you. I messed your name up on purpose. So I appreciate you. So enabling mothers of narcissistic people. And yes, y'all, women can be narcissists, but a lot of times narcissistic people. I mean, narcissistic mothers are good. Like, oh my god, a lot of narcissists have narcissistic toxic mothers and or fathers. But this one right here is going to focus on the mothers episode. The next episode is going to be focused on the fathers, okay? Part two will be on the fathers. So, narcissistic moms are not narcissistic moms. Mothers of narcissists who can be narcissists are going to be sometimes the worst enablers slash cheerleaders slash, flying monkey slash blind supporter of that narcissistic son and or daughter. You know what I mean? They just are 100,000%. Not all mothers of narcissists are going to be enablers, but a lot of them are, y'all. And what's going to be weird, I know this is going to be weird. Don't take this the wrong way. This is not in a sexual way. This is more of an emotional way, because emotional incest typically runs rampant when you have a narcissistic mother and a narcissistic man and their mother. Emotional incest typically runs rampant. Like the narcissistic son doesn't just play the role of son. It's like son husband weird stuff going on. Where like they just it can be very very weird. Where the mother can do no wrong. You can't talk about the narcissist mom because they'll go irate on you. They just will. You know what I mean? They just will. Whether it's a narcissistic daughter or a narcissistic son, the mother will go. And if you mention that mother, they will go irate on you. They literally will. Because a lot of times in childhood, the narcissistic person tends to depend on the mom a lot. And sometimes if the mom is a narcissist, then they make it that way. They make it so that child is super hyper dependent upon them. Super hyper dependent upon getting love, attention, and affection, and approval, and appreciation, and gratitude from this person. So narcissists, when they have a mom that's doing that, it's going to enable terrible toxic behavior. So let's just say you have a husband, wife, whatnot, and you're dating them, and they happen to be a narcissist, and they do something heinous, like they do something evil to you, like they beat you up, they put their hands on you, beat you up, get you locked up, or whatever. Yeah, let's just say they beat you up, because the physical stuff is the easiest to talk about, so trigger warning. Let's just say they put their hands on you. They literally choke you and beat you up. Instead of calling the police, you call their mom. And if you have a person, if you have an enabling mom of a narcissist, you know what they're going to say? The first words out their mouth, what did you do? What did you do to make them get that way? What did you do to set them off? I didn't raise them to be that way, so it had to be something that you did. And I know a lot of times they're going to sound like the mom is a narcissist because, yes, y'all, sometimes a narcissistic son or daughter is going to have a narcissistic parent or a very toxic parent or a borderline parent or a histrionic parent. They're going to have a parent who caused the trauma in this narcissist's life. You know what I mean? Typically, it's going to come from a parental element of the narcissist's life. You know what I mean? It could be the mom. I'm just telling you, moms are not. Let me go and tackle this real quick because I know it's coming. I know it's coming in the comment section. Lee, what's your relationship like with your mother? Is your mother an enabler? So this is the thing right here. I love my mom. This is me being truthful and honest right here. I don't. My mom does not enable my behavior. My mom is. She does not do that. My mom would say she'll fight me if I'm not okay. I don't put my hands on women at all. But my wife called my mom. Told me she put her hands on me. My mom could probably drive up the dorm and try to fight me. I promise you that. My mom don't tolerate that type of stuff because she's a strong woman. She don't tolerate that type of stuff. You know what I mean? So my mom is not an enabler. But I don't. So honestly, I don't think. It still sounds weird, but I love my mom. I see her all the time. We talk all the time. But I don't think my mom knows me as an adult. You know, she knew me as a child, but I don't think she knows me as an adult and how my mind works and things like that. So I don't. So she's definitely not enabling my behavior, but she's not. She sees me being successful, and she does. You know, she I don't think she really understands the narcissist stuff anyway. But she sees me being successful, and she roots me. She roots me on because she's a fan. My mom is is a fan of mine. She loves me. You know what I mean? She's rooting me on, but she doesn't enable the behavior. Cause she'll talk shit to me on Facebook. It's my mama. I'm your mama. You know, she'll check me. So my mom is not one of my enablers. I mean, my trauma more along the lines came from my dad. So it's not my mom that, you know, she didn't do that. But a lot of narcissistic moms will cause the trauma that creates that narcissistic son and or daughter and or children. You know what I mean? Especially if you have this, you know, especially if they treated this, if the mom never gave that narcissistic child approval when they were growing up, they're going to be seeking it in adulthood. So a lot of times you'll feel like the narcissistic mom is trying to take your husband or your wife away from you, trying to isolate you because they would rather them be with them around them because like, oh, you got married, you don't come see your mama no more. They'll get into your head, y'all. And this is me from experience now because I have friends with narcissistic moms. I have narcissistic friends that have moms that enable it. I've seen their behavior in first person perspective. So this is not me just making stuff up. One of my friends is like, yeah, I'm gonna tell you, he's a malignant narcissist, and I love him to death. That's my man's. But his mom roots him on, enables his behavior. Like he does some heinous stuff, and she just. That's my boy. Hey, he didn't mean to do that. He didn't mean to do that. It just happened. He just better than y'all. Sorry. I raised him to be better than y'all. He is. So sorry for that. Sorry y'all feel that way. I was like, I hear her talking. I was like, oh, okay. You know, so I'm a little bit more analytical with my life and how I live it now. And I'm a little bit more observant. I observe more of the people directly around me now as well. You know, so I see that stuff going on. I'm just like, ooh, chill it. No matter what. Go to jail, bail them out. They don't let them sit in jail. They don't let any of that stuff. They don't let them sit in their mistakes. Go to jail, bail them out immediately. Do this, root them on. You know what I mean? Do some bad stuff. It wasn't his fault. It wasn't her fault. I didn't raise them to be that way. They made a mistake. Nobody's perfect. You know what I mean? That's what they do. That's exactly what they do. And I'm just telling you, that's how it goes right there when you deal with narcissistic people. You can't, don't try to come between the bond of a narcissist and their mother. I'm just telling you, because if you do, you're gonna make an enemy because the mom is a flying monkey for the flying monkey supporter. You know what I mean? Yeah, they will go, like I said, Jayla said, the woman will go to war about her narcissist son and won't see none of the red flags. Yes. Yep. Well, I brought up his lack of empathy. Well, maybe he doesn't know how to handle death. I bring up finances. Some people aren't good with money. You see right there? Those statements right there are just literally how a narcissistic mother will handle, how the enabling mother will handle their son. She's like, her dad died. He's like, ugh. And her like, you know, Jayla's dad died and whatnot. And her mom, I mean, her narcissistic husband just kind of disconnected. She told his mom, and maybe he just, some people don't know how to handle death. Oh, your son is bad with money. Oh, some people just don't know how to, you know, your son is terrible with finances. Oh, some people just don't know how to handle money. Enable it. They're going to enable the behavior. They're never going to course correct them because, like, this is, mothers know their sons and daughters. Mothers know their kids, right? So, most of them. And they know if they, you know, are defiant toward their son or their child or whatnot, that child might cut them off. And they don't want to be cut out of their child's life. So they enable the behaviors to just remain in that child's life in some sort of capacity. So they want to stick around no matter what they do. I'm always love my baby no matter what they do. They can go out and they can do some heinous, terrible, evil shit. and their mother will, you know, will be there to protect them, to look over them, and things like that. You know what I mean? So, there it goes right there, y'all. So, yeah, I'm going to wrap this up real quick. Song is coming out pretty soon, y'all. I'm telling you, the song is called Love Bombs. It's dropping here pretty soon. Y'all, please stay tuned and stream it when it comes out. I'm not rapping. I'm not singing. The song has nothing to do with it. My cousin and a survivor of narcissistic abuse put this song together. You know what I mean? Just for narcissist survivors and things like that. Anyways, y'all, stay tuned, like and subscribe, and as always, mental illness is out. Peace.